What is our biggest misconception of pageant contestants, Jackie, and how are we wrong?
How much time do we have left here? I think the misconceptions about pageantry is definitely something that I have had to confront this year. Not only, you know, a little bit in myself coming into, quote, the pageant world, end quote, and realizing sort of the stereotypes that I personally had about that, overcoming those, and then everywhere I go, when I have a crown on, people make a judgment about me before they know anything about me, before I open my mouth. And sometimes it's positive. Sometimes people are like, yes, this is awesome. Other times it's like, oh my goodness, Honey Boo Boo's here. So, and unfortunately, that's the general cultural perception of pageantry.
Of course,
is sure. That, and you know, to remove it from my previous statement there, but there's, people associate pageantry with shallowness. They associate pageantry with vanity. They associate pageantry with cattiness and maliciousness. And that's so, so sad to me, because that could not be more opposite of my experience with the Miss America organization. I've never been a part of such a supportive, such a challenging, such a warm and loving group of women as I was at Miss America. And so for me, misconceptions about pageantry, we're not wandering around backstage like stepping on each other's dresses and like burning each other with curling irons, like smearing lipstick all over, you know, that's a misconception. And, you know, okay, that's somewhat cartoonish the way I described it, but you know, misconceptions is that there's not intelligence involved in pageantry.
Sure.
And so one of my favorite things about this job is when I get to talk with someone and I get to see their mind changing about who they think a pageant girl is. So
I was very impressed, speaking to that very topic, when before this interview you started talking about 14th century history. So I was not even allowed to have that misconception formed, because that was right away.
I'm glad we started this interview off on the right foot.
The right foot, 14th century history.